The crew of Let's Eat and Chef Nick will be hitting the road this Friday and stopping off at Crown Point and visiting with Culinary Misfits. Enjoy an hour with manager Dave Foreman and executive chef Aaron Horde as we travel through the menu and discover unique dishes that will fulfill you. Call in 219-769-9577 and join the conversation for a chance to win a gift card from Culinary Misfits. Location, historic downtown Crown Point. It feels good to be bad at Crown Point's newest dining experience. Ready to impress with incredible flavors, amazing dishes, and unbeatable experiences. You'll find this all at Culinary Misfits. So join Dave, Aaron, and me, Chef Nick, this Friday on Let's Eat at 3 o'clock on 89.1 FM, your Lakeshore Public Media. Follow me on Instagram at Let's Eat, POD, and Spotify. Yasu! Go Crown Point football. It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM, WLPR. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Eat. Live in our Maryville station, 89.1 FM, your Lakeshore Public Media. Tom, how are you?
Nick, it's a Friday, and for the first time in 12 weeks, there is no game night tonight. But there's still football to be played.
And the football is going to be in Crown Point?
That's right. Carol from Fort Wayne making the trek on US 30, coming west to Crown Point to take on the Bulldogs, and then Valpo's in Maryville tonight, and those are the only two local games happening, so you're either seeing football in Crown Point or in Maryville tonight.
So is there a spread on this stuff?
You know, guy, I'm trying to put some dollars down here, Nick?
I'm just wondering.
Crown Point's average victory this season, 35 points per game.
Oh,
the,
wow.
The running clock rule in Indiana for IHSAA football. 35 points.
Wow.
So Crown Point has had a running clock in every single game this season. So
that is crazy.
That's pretty wild.
I didn't even know they had a running clock in high school. I thought they just, you know, kept it going.
No,
I know in Pop Warner when my kids were in there and stuff. What a great day out. It's not bad out. I mean, it's gloomy a little bit, but it's still kind of warm. It feels good. I don't mind it.
It's good football weather.
It's perfect football weather. These guys are going to get nice. Well, you know what? They play on artificial turf. I can't say they're going to get nice and muddy, but.
Yeah, no. So not anymore.
We wish Crown Point luck and Maryville and Valpo. I don't know who to go that way. That's kind of a tough one.
It's a tough one, yeah.
Because I went to Maryville, so I have a little bit of heart there.
Yeah, you are a pirate there.
I am a pirate.
Yeah.
So today we have a group that's out of Crown Point.
Okay.
And we have Culinary Misfits in the studio. And, I'm very excited to have them on because I don't know how long they've been there, but I know I've been in there. It's a very, very nice place. It's clean. It's crisp. Straight lines everywhere. It's beautiful. It's something that really you would probably see in downtown Crown Point, or I mean downtown Chicago. I mean that's what it looks like. It's really a nice establishment. And we have today we have Dave Foreman and Aaron Hordon. How you guys doing?
Not too bad.
Doing
so,
well.
How's your day going so far, guys?
Really well. Really well. Can't complain.
Good. I'm missing work for this, so
hey.
It works for me.
Excellent.
So we'll start with you, Dave. Give us a little background about yourself.
So I've been doing this service industry for over 15 years. I've been with this company on and off now for, I think, 4 years. It's a pleasure to work with Aaron, to work with the group. They always have great ideas. You know, you just said fresh atmosphere.
Oh, beautiful place.
I feel like they're always a step ahead of what's happening, the trends in this area.
Okay. What other restaurants are part of the group?
So we have Square Roots, which is 108 Main.
Uh-huh.
We're 208 Main over at Culinary Misfits. And then we have Up Your Alley in Schererville, the bowling alley, all-in-one kind of entertainment center.
Yeah, venue.
And Chef Aaron over here kind of oversees all of them.
Do you really? So we have Executive Chef Aaron Horde.
Yeah.
Give us a little background about yourself.
So I graduated culinary school about 18 years ago. And came down here. I worked at the Lighthouse in Cedar Lake.
Oh, okay.
For about 10 years. Helped open that, became sous chef there. And then about 5 years ago, I came on with this group helped them open up the bowling alley, and then eventually Culinary Misfits. And yeah, I love working with them. I love their concepts, and yeah, I'm more than happy to be here.
Folks, you're listening to Let's Eat, and today we have Culinary Misfits on, and they have gift cards. So if you want to call in, give a comment, ask a question, it's 219-769-9577. That's 219-769-9577. Give us a call and get a gift card from Culinary Misfits, right out of Crown Point, historic Crown Point, downtown Crown Point. You know, I was reading your webpage and stuff. What does it mean, it feels good to be bad? And I think you had that posted on your wall. When I went in there, I think I seen that.
If we can give that as PG as we can.
I might have to defer to Aaron for that one.
Okay. Yeah. Well, here's the thing.
And who came up with that?
I think that was probably design stuff. I think where it probably started was...
Why are you turning all red? I'm just kidding.
Okay. Here, so I like to be a little creative with the names and stuff like that. And sometimes I can get a little PG-13, maybe R-rated even.
Oh boy.
I've had to tone it back, but I think mostly it's meant to just have a good time. It's meant to say, come in, relax, have some drinks, have good food.
It's okay if you go over your diet a little bit.
Right, exactly. Because we certainly aren't going to get any complaints on our portion sizing.
No, I mean the size. I know we're going to get into it, like what they brought, but like the sandwich. We'll talk about the sandwich later, but like just it's a huge hunk of bread and meat. Like it's going to feed a small army.
Yeah.
For just one meal.
Yeah. So Dave, you know, you got all the great food. Kind of give us a feeling what the decor is, what the atmosphere is, what vibe you guys are trying to give off.
Yeah, I think we kind of represent an upscale gastropub environment pretty well. We have, elevated service ingredients. We have great drinks. We do a lot of keg cocktails. We do a lot of craft beer, crafted cocktails. We try to stay a step ahead of, everybody else and be inventive and creative with what we do.
What are the colors like in there? When people walk in, what's going to stand out? I saw the Elton John poster. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, a lot of either past historic, like pop culture. You know, we got a picture of Roger Moore in there. You have a rear view with, Jimmy Stewart in there. Just a little bit of a nostalgia mixed with modern decor. And the bar, you walk in and you see that, and it's just very eye-catching.
Stunning.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you got high ceilings.
Yes.
It felt like there was a lot of mirrors, glass, wood.
Yeah.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff.
So we have an amazing private dining room upstairs also that we do events in, rehearsal dinners, baby showers, everything.
I was going to say that the two-story location where you guys are at, I feel like is finally getting used by a lot of businesses in the area. Not necessarily your location, but like for so long I can remember being in Crown Point that the second story was either unused office space or just like storage space that was never really touched utilized.
Antique shops.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So I guess in terms of the footprint and the layout of the building, was that the plan? Use the upstairs space that we have available to us, or was it just like, oh, we need more room, we should use the upstairs space?
Yeah, I think the upstairs space was thought to be like more of an overflow kind of loungy area. And I think by popular demand with people needing private event space, that kind of converted into that and evolved into that. One feature that I always, every time I go up there is the windows up there, because the windows had never been there, and being able to see over the square in a different view that people haven't seen in a while is pretty interesting too.
Yeah. Why don't you give us, Aaron, if you know it, the address, the phone number, and the hours of operation.
It is 208 South Main Street. Phone number, I don't know off the top of my head.
Okay. I got it for you. It's 219-281-2011. 219-281-2011.
And the hours of operation?
It's Monday through Thursday, 11 to 9. Friday and Saturday, it's 11 to 10. And then Sunday is
10 to 8.
10 to 8, yeah.
And hours will be updating. So Black Wednesday, we are going to be starting to open a little later, and we're going to have some live music, local live music in there. So on the weekends, we will be opened a little later. We will be, you know, offering live entertainment. We do offer happy hour every day from 2 to 5. We offer lunch specials every day from 11 to 2. Mm-hmm. So you can do a 2 for 30 on an abbreviated menu that we offer. The happy hour, I think, is an awesome deal. We do appetizers at a discounted price, drinks, specials, stuff like that. And so Chef is very creative when it comes to making specials. Like every month he has a new burger of the month, he has a new dessert of the month. I think he kind of outdid himself this month because the Twerky Burger and
the Twerky Burger, I love it.
The Autumn Feels is one of my favorite desserts that I've tasted so far. So it's great to be able to anticipate though, and you know, be excited about those when they come up, and it gets the staff involved and educates them on different things and kind of learning chef style and how he does things.
Who do we got on the line there?
We have a frequent caller, Shay, who actually was just in to see you guys just a few weeks ago. Shay.
Hey, Shay.
Hi. I just wanted to send a compliment out. I have a gluten allergy, and you had a really nice gluten-free menu. I ended up getting, I think, Tango or Harvest Bowl, something with the chicken and pineapple rice, and it was delicious. My question is do you ever, like, have any gluten-free desserts?
Sorry, couldn't hear anybody.
Oh, she was asking if there's any gluten-free desserts that you guys have.
Gluten-free desserts. Right now, currently the only thing we really offer gluten-free dessert-wise is are the ice creams. We have a few ice cream toppings that are gluten-free. But currently, at the moment, we do not offer a whole many options for gluten-free.
I'll be honest, Shay.
Well, I know there was a lot of appetizers. That was nice. And the burgers, I know the waitress explained they had gluten-free buns that could accommodate me. So, but it was really nice. I enjoyed it.
I don't know how you had room left over for dessert based on the size of the portions they brought in here.
I had to take some home.
What did you think about the place? How did
it
look?
It was cute. It's beautiful.
Isn't it beautiful?
Nice atmosphere.
It makes you feel like you're in a big city, bigger than Crown Point.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. No, it was beautiful. I'll definitely go back.
Well, Dave and Aaron have given me a gift card, so we'll be sending you out a gift card to Culinary Misfits right in Crown Point.
Yeah, Shay, thank you so much for calling in.
See you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
What kind of crowd do you guys get? I mean, like demographic. I mean, you get the older crowd, the younger crowd. I mean, what do you guys see when you go in there? And are you kid friendly?
We are kid friendly. We kind of see the whole range of the spectrum. Like, you know, when there's high school dances, we get a lot of the kids in there. But I would say a majority of our clientele is probably your middle aged, late 30s, early 40s crowd in there. It's certainly not a place where, you know, you go and party and get hammered with your friends, but we offer really, really good quality cocktails. Dave does a great job there. Yeah, we get a little bit of everything.
Well, like Tom was saying, you know, the game tonight is in Crown Point. Do you guys get a draw off of those home football games? Because they get, you know, I mean, there's thousands of people there.
Yeah, so tonight we had a lot of call-ins to see if we're going to have it on TV tonight, and we are going to try and get that to work and do our best to air those games for the remainder of the season.
I know a guy if you need a
hand. Yeah, yeah, I was hoping to get some advice here.
We can talk after the show.
Excellent. We'll have you come over for dinner, and you can hook it up for us.
Hey, there you go. That works, too.
So, Aaron, you're in charge of all three of those operations?
So, I mean, somewhat, yeah. Mm-hmm. I oversee them, at least the food part of them. But, like, at Square Roots, I have my chef there, Craig. He does a phenomenal job. It's not like it's something where I have to be at every location every day. I have a lot of great people around me, a great team, a great support system. So it's certainly not just me doing all this.
So I got a question, because you're not the first chef to come in who oversees like three or four, five or six different kitchens. How do you balance the food? Like, okay, we got a sandwich that does really well at, you know, Culinary Misfits. Should we bring it over to the bowling alley? We have something that does really well at the bowling alley. Should we bring it over to Square Roots? That sharing of the menu, or the just trying, like, is there a specific location sometimes where it's like, you know what, this is the place where we're going to try all of the stuff and see what sticks. How does that work in terms of juggling three different kitchens and three different styles of food and atmosphere?
So it's actually not as tough. Kind of the bowling alley is a whole different entity sort of than the Crown Point locations. So that really doesn't, the bowling alley really doesn't play a whole lot in menu planning with, Square Roots and Culinary Misfits. But as far as Culinary and, Square Roots goes, it's, you know, that's where we use our specials. Like Dave was talking, I come up with a new burger, a new sandwich, a new dessert each month. And that's purposefully testing out to see if, are people going to like this? Are people going to buy this? Is that something we can add? And the same vice versa at Square Roots. Like we run, features, monthly there as well to kind of see what works. And yeah, there's times like, for example, like, nachos or the sandwich that we brought today, for example, the short rib grilled cheese. Like we do a smoked brisket grilled cheese at Square Roots, and that
do you kind try of, not to be the same?
Yeah,
you're trying.
Yeah,
to we do make yourself very, a little different. You always have to be
right.
You can't both be selling hot dogs.
Exactly. you don't want to be too similar, but then there's certain items like that grilled cheese. It sells at both places.
Yeah, it would
like,
sell at both places.
Like the smoked brisket grilled cheese, great seller at Roots. Mm-hmm. And then the short rib grilled cheese at Misfits is a great seller. But that's just an example of one of those dishes where, you know, it kind of crossed over and we brought that idea to Misfits.
But with a different flavor, different style of cooking, different meat.
Yeah, just with a different
folks, twist. You're listening to Let's Eat on 89.1 FM. Today we have Culinary Misfits from Crown Point on. You want to give us a call and give us a comment or a question, 219-769-9577. And these guys, Dave and Aaron, will be happy to give you a gift card from Culinary Misfits. Hey, Dave, what drew you, and also you, Aaron, what drew you to the food industry? Because we all know it's a tough one. It's tough. Oh, yeah. It's long hours. It'll take guys that are young guys and make them old real fast. Their bodies, their look, everything. What drew you to this?
For me, I had a background. I had a best friend whose mom opened a restaurant, small place, specializing in Italian food. And I would go in there. We'd go in there, you know, lend a hand, do what we could. But mostly it was just kind of watching the chaos from afar. And it was something that kind of drew me in. And I never knew I wanted to do anything like that until, you know, I started getting older and kind of losing the passion for what I was doing before. And so I would bartend, bar back, started, you know, early like that. And in the wintertime when I wasn't working my regular job, and the passion just started growing when I started seeing, you know, the different things you could do, the creativity that you could have with it. For me, it's being a humble servant, I guess, to people and wanting to make that experience at the table. Like Nick, you know, as a chef, there's this industry is complimentary to yourself when you get those accolades, not from, you don't need, you know, awards or prize. It's just,
you know what you need? A chattering dining room.
Yes.
You go out there and you hear chatter. Isn't that the best sound?
Yes.
And then when you go in the kitchen, you hear plates chattering. Yes. That's the best sound.
Yeah. The memories at the table. Yeah. Just like if you were at home with your big family and, if you were home with your family, and I had a big family, and my friends had big families, and for me that was like the best part of growing up was like all those memories at the table you would have. So I always wanted to transition that into my career and doing that for other people.
How about you, Aaron?
For me, I gotta say, similar to Dave, kind of I grew up in a a scratch made, you know, dinner type of a household. I was always helping with dinner. It always fascinated me, especially using the knives. I loved using the knives in fire.
Mm-hmm.
But it really started, I was about 9 years old. We had some family friends who had a Chinese restaurant, and I would fold dumplings and roll egg rolls and things like that. And I just kind of liked the whole chaos of it, even from an early age. And then, yeah, I just started actually, like, working. I didn't get paid for it, but but I liked doing it. So, but when I was about 14, I started actually working in the industry, and it just grew and grew and grew through high school. And then, yeah, I decided for college that's what I was going to do.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to be a chef. So that's the journey I've been on. I went to school up in Muskegon, Michigan. At the time, it was called Baker College. It's now the Culinary Institute of Michigan. And after I graduated there, I moved down to Bourbonnais, kind of worked my way around the Chicago area for a little bit here and there, but then settled in at the Lighthouse in Cedar Lake and kind of found my groove there, and was given an opportunity to become a sous chef, which ended up leading to this executive chef position.
Yeah, and how much more did you learn by just working at places compared to the one culinary school?
Oh,
amazing, isn't
God.
It?
God, yeah. The
money we spent on culinary school.
Yeah, real life experience, there is no substitute.
There is no
substitute. The School of Hard Knocks is a real place.
It really is.
Yeah.
Who do you got on the line there?
We've got Alexandra calling in from Griffith. Welcome to Let's Eat.
Hey, what's up?
Hi there. I missed the early part of the show, so I hope you didn't already talk about this, but I've seen Culinary Misfits advertised around Northwest Indiana, and I've always been curious about the origin and inspiration of the name.
That was my next question.
You took the words right out of my mouth. You hear what she asked?
No.
She, what's the origin of the name Culinary Misfits?
So the origin of Culinary Misfits.
I feel like when I heard that, I'm thinking Three Stooges. I don't know why. That's what I was thinking. But go ahead.
So the whole thing behind Culinary Misfits was we didn't really want to pigeonhole ourselves into one type of cuisine. We didn't want to be necessarily an Italian place. We didn't want to be Mexican cuisine. We kind of wanted to leave it open to let me do kind of whatever we wanted to do.
Like reckless? Like reckless with the menu? You can just mish and match
everything?
I wouldn't
go as far as reckless. I mean, there's definitely purposeful and it's purposeful and thought out.
So people were thinking about it.
But yeah, that we don't want to be able to be like.
I was going
to
ask you that. Like, is there a certain flavor or a country you guys steer towards when you cook? No.
Nope. It's we're very much, I would say, modern American cuisine is what I would call us. We're, you know, that kind of melting pot where you take, you know, a classic dish and either make it, you know, upscale it or, you
familiar?
Know, put a twist on it. Yeah. Take familiar things and kind of twist them into something unique and something people haven't seen before.
We'll get into the Let's Eat questionnaire at the end, but you bring up American cuisine. A question for both of you guys. Hot dish or casserole? You're from Michigan.
Casserole.
Yeah. Casserole. Okay.
Yeah, we're Midwesterners. Okay. So, yeah. Right. Yeah.
My mom I never even heard of hot dish.
Yeah.
Unless she was walking down the street or something.
It's a Minnesota thing. But
hot dish.
Yeah.
So who we got in line?
Thank you, Alexandria, for the call. We've got Deanne calling from Crown Point. Deanne, welcome to Let's Eat.
Hi, Deanne. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing fine. I'm sorry I called in kind of late. I just heard that you were on the radio. So
got another half
hour every Friday afternoon at 3. I can't get rid of Nick. He keeps showing up.
I know. You know why? Because the food's always good.
That's right. That's right.
I'm not going to kick him out. You got a question for Dave or Aaron?
Yeah, yesterday I had my friend over, and she's kind of gluten-free and kind of basically into her vegetable dishes and things like that. And I said, I didn't really know if you offered anything like that because I wanted to take her there, but she's real adamant about not having meat and things like that, where that's not me, of course. You know, I could eat anything. So can you answer that for me? I
mean, yeah, vegan dishes?
I'll take that one. So as far as gluten-free,
sorry. You can go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said, you know, or like just the veggie dishes without the meat.
So, yeah, as far as both, we do offer quite a bit of gluten-free options. We have a gluten-free bread that you could do any type of, you know, meat on that one, including the veggies. We offer a couple harvest bowls that would be considered gluten-free also. We take gluten-free, any kind of dietary restrictions pretty seriously there. So that means using all new cutting boards, all clean utensils, workspace, all that good stuff. So we want to put people at ease when it comes to coming in and trying those options and having dietary restrictions, because me as myself, I have those also. So I think that being in this industry as long as I have and seeing how chef in the kitchen works, you know, would put me at ease as a guest. I think that we go above and beyond when it comes to that. And not only that is using high quality ingredients, high quality products, and not just throwing something together and it being an afterthought of cuisine. We want it to be just as good as anything else we put out.
Sounds good.
Have you ever been there?
Also, I haven't been there. I just keep talking about this, but and then just recently I was told that you guys are offering like lunch for $30 for two people, and I thought, oh my gosh, this would be a great time to try something like this.
Yeah, so our abbreviated menu we have for lunch is 11 to 2 every day from Monday through Friday, and also soft drinks are included in that also. So we have an abbreviated menu to where you'll be able to choose two items from that menu. You'll be able to get some soft drinks, whether it be soda or tea or coffee, and then that would be $30. And then after 2, we go to our happy hour. We call it appy hour. So our apps are $9. Drinks are discounted all across the board in the bar. And then anything further, you know, our servers are great at letting you know about all the information with that.
And that's Monday through Friday?
Correct. Every Monday through Friday.
Oh, my God. Oh, well, I'm very anxious, so I'm sure I will be there soon.
Well, you'll be there soon because Aaron and Dave, they're going to give me a gift card and we're going to send it out to you.
Oh, perfect.
And
Thank you so much.
And when you're in there eating, you're going to feel like you're in Chicago or New York.
Oh, great. Can't wait. Love it. Okay.
Thanks for calling in again. I hope to hear from you again.
All right. I will. Bye.
So what do you guys got going on for the holidays? Let's get into some what's going on. Are you guys doing anything special, any kind of special events, any kind of special dishes?
Yeah, we are actually just now getting into holiday season. So, I mean, the private room upstairs is getting booked up. We do have, the Sip and Paint, which we've been doing for a couple weeks now. Every Monday
Sip and what?
Sip and Paint.
Okay.
So that would be you come in. This next one, we just did the Grinch. So you come in and, you know, everybody
love
does.
The Grinch.
They call it board and brush.
Okay.
Correct.
Yeah. Like Peyton Manning, but you paint.
Right? Yeah. Peyton Manning. Do you say Peyton Manning or Peyton Manning?
You know what? That's really kind of cool. I bet you get a good draw on that one.
It's been well received. I think it's sold out in 2 days the last two times. We have a new one coming up. We're actually working with Indiana Beverage on that one and Blue Moon, where you're going to actually be painting the pint glass.
Well, it's kind of their logo too. It's a painted pint glass.
Correct.
With the,
and we'll be discounted Blue Moon on tap, all that good stuff. And then in December, me and Chef are finally getting together to do an event on December 5th. It's a Thursday at 6:30. And
go ahead,
that's going to be with Buffalo Trace and Sazerac. So that's going to be a 4-course. Chef has prepared an amazing menu for that. Looking really forward to that. So you're going to be welcomed with a welcome drink, and then we're going to have tasters of whiskey and bourbon and rye through each course. So the four courses will be complemented with a different product from Buffalo Trace Sazerac. So I'm looking forward to that because the menu is amazing. It's, you know, fall, winter forward.
Right.
And just getting people upstairs to see the amazing the room upstairs, the view, the ambiance. And then our serving staff's amazing also. So
Chef, you know, you have your daily menu. Do you have daily specials or weekly specials? And I'm sure they change seasonally, do they?
So we do two different menus a year. We'll do a spring summer menu and then a fall winter menu. So we kind of change it up twice a year. And then as far as specials go, we just do monthly specials right now.
Okay.
That way we get a good 4 weeks to kind of track them, see if they sell or not. Because I don't like just putting anything out there just for the sake of putting something out there.
Right.
I want to make sure that we put thought into it, that it's something that our customers...
Well, do specials become menu items eventually?
Sure, yep.
Yeah, that's a good way of testing it, isn't it?
Like we have one, the Monster Burger. We did that one day. We did it just as a one-off for Valentine's Day, and it sold like crazy. And it's right now it's next to the grilled cheese. It's like one of our number one sellers.
And right when we get done talking to Janet, right?
Yep.
We're going to talk about the food you brought in. So let's bring Janet on. Janet, how are you?
Hi.
Thanks
I'm
for
good.
Holding.
Thank you.
You have a question for our guests from
Culinary
Misfit?
Yeah, I do. I've been there a couple times, and I love your wings, and I love your salad, and I love your Reuben. They're excellent. But I wanted to ask, we have a group that there's usually like 10 of us, and we like to go try the different restaurants, especially around Crown Point, because that's where we most live. But one of the girls called one time to make reservations, and they said they didn't take it. They won't take reservations ahead of time, or can we call and say we're going to have like 10 people?
Yeah, so
or not? Would they do that?
On Sundays, we do take reservations for brunch. As far as during the week, it's kind of always been our policy because, you know, being in the Crown Point Square, there's heavy foot mm-hmm. traffic that goes throughout there.
Yeah,
and so if you do have a larger party and you want to come in, we always let the guests know that give us a call about a half hour, 45 minutes beforehand, and then we will put, you know, some space off for you to make sure at least the hostess to know that we have a space that will be clearing up or will be clear when you get there. So it's not, we don't try and turn away anybody for reservation. It's just that so that it's fair to everyone and it's that we have a proper notice beforehand.
Yeah. We try to sometimes coordinate it ahead of time so people know where to go.
And if you'd like, ask for me if I'm there.
Foreman?
Yeah, or you can ask for Tricia Gordon. She's our GM. One of us will be there to accommodate you.
Okay, thanks. And do you guys have a happy hour or no?
We do, yes. So have happy hour every Monday through Friday from 2 to 5. It's an app menu, so $9 apps and then discounted drink specials also.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, that's awesome. Okay, thank you so very much.
Janet, what do you think about the place?
I love it.
Isn't it beautiful?
Different. I mean, the menu is, I think the menu is different. And I mean, even like the wings, I mean, I don't know. We had company out from Florida and they came with us. And I mean, both of us ordered the wings and I said, I would definitely get these again. We said, they're really good. And I would like to order them crispy, but... I don't know. And I mean, the Reuben, everything just, you know, there was no fat on it. That's one thing I always worry when I order a Reuben. And it was nice and lean. And I haven't had any complaints about it. I think there's a nice mixture as far as, you know, dishes, you know, sandwiches, nicer meals, salads. I mean, there's something for everybody, honestly. That's how I kind of feel when I go there and take someone.
So what we're going to.
I love it.
So what we're going to do is Dave and Aaron from Culinary Misfits is going to send out a gift card, and we're going to mail it out to you so you get a chance to go visit again.
Oh, I'll definitely use it. Thank you so much.
No, thank you.
All righty.
All right, thank you, Janet.
Seth. Well, thanks, Seth.
Aaron, I got your ears back on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, couldn't hear the callers.
I'm
sorry, guys.
I'm sorry. No. That's not good. So why don't you tell everyone what you brought in today. And it's all gone. I might have one meatball left for my wife.
That's a good sign. That's a good sign. So the first thing we got up is the khachapuri, which
the
is...
The khachawhati?
Khachapuri.
Khachapuri, okay.
And that is a... it's like a garlic cheese bread,
uh-huh.
But it is... we took that from a Georgian flatbread. It's like a street food.
Uh-huh.
It has an egg in it. Mm-hmm. And it's
well. You put the egg on. You said at the end,
right
when it comes out hot.
Right when we bring it out to the table, it's kind of like a tableside presentation. Mm-hmm. We dump the egg yolk on top. We burst the egg yolk, and then it smears into the cheese. And it's almost like it's a football shaped kind of pull apart cheese bread where mm-hmm. you dip it.
Yeah.
But it's kind of one of our more different items on the menu.
Right.
A lot of people haven't heard of khachapuri.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, it's a new one.
But it's just a garlic cheese bread, so yeah. It's very approachable
right.
for people.
The next item was delicious.
Next up, our Detroit
nice
style
and crispy
pizza.
Crust. I love that.
Coming from my Michigan roots there a little bit.
Is really is that like in Detroit they make them all like that, like deep dish? That's their
I mean
their style.
You get your typical, you know, mm-hmm. your thinner crust
yeah.
pizzas, but
this is more like a pan pizza.
Yeah, this is a pan pizza.
And you put what? You put some butter around
it? It's always a rectangle, right?
Yeah.
Or a square.
Yeah, it's a rectangle. It's done in
we're talking about nothing. There's nothing there.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. An aluminum like I can't think of the name right now, but it's
like a cake pan almost.
Yeah. And then you put butter in the bottom of it, mm-hmm. which creates this crispy crust, almost kind of like a pie crust almost, and then this kind of chewy, light and airy, fluffy bread with the outside has a kind of a brown cheese mm-hmm. ring around it, which is kind of the signature. That caramelized cheese on the rim of the pizza, but yeah, it's a lot like a deep dish, but not as heavy.
Right,
it's a lot lighter.
Like a deep dish is almost like a lasagna.
Right. Yeah.
This is like a pizza, it's good. And I love how you caramelize the crust.
Yeah.
I love that dark crust.
That's the Detroit, right there. That's the signature. If you have that ring of brown cheese around the top.
Do you get a lot of folks from Northwest Indiana, in Crown Point coming in and ordering Detroit-style pizza? Because we're so used to the thin-style tavern or the deep-dish sort of Chicago-style pizza that it's like Detroit pizza. Like do you get the eyebrow raised? Like, what is Detroit pizza?
So I think people are intrigued by it, mm-hmm. and I think once they try it, they enjoy it. Because we do have a lot of people that now... I don't know if they're trying it just because they're intrigued by it or whether, you know, they
know they like it. Yeah.
That they know they like it. But because, I mean, there's people out there like Domino's is doing a Detroit style now,
right.
stuff like that. But so it's out there. It's known. But yeah, people are really liking our pizza, and it's I personally think it's something we do really well and mm-hmm. consistently.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's
what's next to that.
Next up is meatballs.
Yeah.
Our meatballs. So that's one of those things that kind of took off. Like people just love the meatballs.
They're
there.
Really good. Yeah.
Thank you.
Very
good. So that was. That was one thing I don't know. I wasn't really sure about. We were testing it out, and it ended up being, one of our more
popular
dishes.
Now that's a pork
dishes.
And beef mixture.
It is.
Okay.
It is a pork and beef mixture. It's about two to one.
Right.
Two times beef, one.
Yeah. Too
pork.
Much pork is tough.
It is. Right. It is. Yeah. And that's. That's why.
So, do you bake your meatballs? Boil your meatballs?
So we bake them off.
Okay. Good.
Yep. Bacon.
And then with the meatball, like if somebody goes in to order it, they're just basically getting a plate of meatballs, or is there like a pasta dish that comes with it, or do they get like lumped on top of the pasta? How does that
so
work?
So we do.
It's not lumped, it's placed.
Well, placed.
Okay. Yeah.
Thrown, splattered on too. Yeah.
Just chucked on there. So we have a meatball appetizer, which is, it comes in a little boat, and then we bake them right in there with the sauce. And then put a little Parmigiano Reggiano over the top, and it gets served with garlic bread, which is what I brought you guys here today.
Yeah.
And then, but we do have a pasta where they can get the meatballs on top of it. Mm-hmm. It's meatballs and bucatini now. So there is that option to add it to the pasta if they want.
And pizza.
Oh, yeah. We do a meatball pizza as well.
Oh, I bet so.
Oh, that's good.
I bet.
A meatball Detroit style?
Yeah.
Is that the only style you have of pizza? Is the Detroit?
Okay, that's good.
That's your signature pizza.
Yeah.
What was the last item?
And that last item.
That was the sandwich.
Okay. The short rib grilled cheese.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was really good.
So that one.
I would have to say all the food went right away. I mean, it went right away. We always had the same crowd. And
yeah, that's true.
It went well.
Well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
And that's your compliment.
Yes.
Right.
Yes,
when you're sitting there and you work in a restaurant, the compliment is a clean dish.
Well, it is. When you see the servers come back with the empty plates, that's the best feeling, is knowing that they ate it all.
Folks, you're listening to Let's Eat on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Media. I'm Chef Nick, and my host is Tom Maloney over here. And we have Culinary Misfits in the studio today. We have Dave Foreman and Aaron Hurd. And we want you to call in. We only got about 15 minutes left, 219-769-9577, for a chance to get a gift card from Culinary Misfits. Dave, let's talk about something new. Is your brunch, right? Are you going to start doing a brunch?
I think we've been doing it almost a year now.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Let's talk about that. What's that all about?
So that's every Sunday from 10 to 2. Scratch kitchen items for that. Everything from fried chicken and waffles to omelets to skillets, an amazing Cinnabon French toast, limoncello and blueberry pancakes. Just really fresh, really good items, filling. We do NFL Sunday Ticket every Sunday also for brunch, which is obviously huge. Everybody's looking for football on Sundays. And we do have a little bit of a abbreviated cocktail menu for brunch also, where we have some specialty drink items. We will be starting to do our winter cocktails also, which will include some hot coffee cocktail items, and then our Christmas and New Year's Eve cocktails also. So we're always trying to have a good cocktail to accommodate the food also, or to complement the food.
Now, is the brunch, is it like when they say brunch, in my mind I'm thinking there's a brunch line, like a buffet.
No, this isn't a buffet style.
No, we do buffet for Mother's Day and Father's Day we did, which was huge, sold out both times, and we got lots of compliments on it. Chef did an amazing job.
Those were some good ones.
Something that was great about that and is good about brunch, if you're not a brunch person, we do offer the lunch and dinner menu at the same time, so don't let that deter you, because both lunch and dinner are still available during brunch hours.
Isn't everybody, though, a brunch person? I feel like
I am. That's my favorite meal.
Brunch is a good one.
Who we got on the line there? Is it Mark?
Yep, we've got Mark calling in from Dyer. Mark, welcome to Let's Eat.
How are you doing?
Hey, I'm good.
You got a question for our guys here?
I'm sorry?
You got a question for our guys here?
Well, I'm driving, and I just heard something about the Buffalo Trace thing, and I wanted more info on it because I didn't hear the whole section. So it sounds like something really good.
Yeah, so we're going to be selling tickets. It should go live on Monday. We're going to be selling tickets for $75. It's going to be a four-course dinner that Chef has prepared especially for the event. We'll be working with our distributor from, which is Johnson Brothers now, for Buffalo Trace Sazerac. We will be offering Eagle Rare, Benchmark is their staple bourbon, Sazerac Rye, and Buffalo Trace. So you'll get a welcoming old fashioned, and then you'll have paired whiskeys with every course.
And then I can go through the courses with you real quick as far as the menu goes for everybody out there who's interested. The first course is going to be an Okinawan sweet potato bisque with a peach bourbon and sunflower seed gremolata. And then as a palate cleanser, we're going to have a microgreen salad with bourbon spiked apple vinaigrette. Second course will be a smoked bourbon bone marrow luge with grilled ciabatta. It's going to be like, the bone marrow, bone marrow jelly on the toast, and then we're going to do a shot right down the bone and right into the mouth.
Yeah, we're going to be doing a brown buttered bourbon shot through the luge after that.
And then the palate cleanser after that is actually going to be a bourbon-infused pawpaw sorbet, which is kind of interesting. I don't know that too many people are familiar with pawpaws, but they're kind of a combination between a pineapple and a banana flavoring.
And they can grow here in Northwest Indiana.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Never even heard of it. They're really cool.
They have a very short ripe time. I mean, it's only a month.
You get about 3 weeks.
Yeah, three weeks.
Okay. While you can harvest.
I'll be looking that one up.
And then for the third course, we're doing a bourbon braised Berkshire pork shank with handmade butternut squash gnocchi and a sage infused brown butter.
Oh, man.
And fourth course is bourbon pecan pie with pear bourbon whipped cream and caramel twill.
So how does that satisfy you, Mark?
Sounds good.
And we will be having a specialist to represent Buffalo Trace Sazerac to go over, the history and some talking points on all of the spirits they carry.
So, Mark, what we're going to do is we're going to send you out a gift card to Culinary Misfits right in historic downtown Crown Point. How's that sound?
That sounds great. And the tickets go on sale Monday, you said?
Monday on the website.
Yes, so you can either come in store, come visit us, say hello, and we can get you your ticket there. We should be offering it online through one of our apps called Open Table, which you'll be able to see. We'll put a tab on the website, culinarymisfitscp.com.
Cool. All right, thank you so much.
Thanks for calling in, Mark.
Thank you.
Hope to hear from you again. Let's go over a little bit of the menu real quick here. Let's go over your appetizers, foreplay, it's called. That's the category. I kind of said it quietly, but. So you got, what are some of the items you have? You have smoked turkey or smoked chicken wings?
So, yep, we got our smoked chicken wings, and those are done in a cherry wood. We smoke them in cherry wood.
You guys smoke them yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we smoke them in-house. So we rub them down. With our barbecue rub, smoke them in cherry wood, and then as we get an order, we deep fry them and then finish them off either with more barbecue spice or whatever sauce they want.
What's cacciapore?
Cacciapore? Did I misspeak?
Did I say it wrong?
No. So he's moving on to the next one.
Oh,
so the cacciapore was the Jordan.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I thought we were still on wings. My bad. The cacciapore is the Georgian flatbread.
Okay.
That we tried here.
Okay.
Just much like the like garlic bread.
Okay.
So that's something that's a little different on the menu, but a lot of people seem to be drawn to it because it's delicious. But it's very approachable too.
How about your? How do you make a vegetarian meatball?
So that is made.
I was thinking in my mind, how am I going to like bind all this together?
So that's actually made with impossible meat.
Okay. Okay.
And there is no binding. It's just straight vegetables and the impossible meat, and then we steam those off. And then we use pasta that doesn't have any egg in it.
Okay.
And then it goes, you can either get it as an appetizer or you can get it on top of the pasta. And our marinara is also vegan, vegetarian friendly.
So you do charcuteries, sort of, like this sausage pretzel board?
Would you
consider that almost like a...
Yeah, I would consider it, sort of charcuterie-like.
Uh-huh.
It's got pickled spicy cherry peppers on there. It's got our house-made sweet and spicy pickles. It's got a mustard aioli on there. It's got a chicken feta sausage and a three-pepper bacon sausage.
It looked really good. The pictures
sausage.
Really look good.
It's really good. It is delicious.
So it's a very popular one.
Go ahead.
Mustard dill aioli is probably one of my favorite sauces we carry.
So another category is the green stuff. So you have like a Baja salad, a Capri salad, a Cobb salad. And here's another interesting category, eating between the bun. Give us a couple items from that are in between that bun that we're eating.
So in between those buns, that short rib grilled cheese that I brought here today, that's always a popular one. I think Dave talked about it earlier, the Tuscan turkey.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of our callers as well. Love the Reuben. The Reuben. Yes. The house corned beef you guys had there.
The turkey burger.
The turkey burger. That's one of those features.
That's the burger of the month right now.
Right.
Only until the end of November, yeah, okay. And then we'll be going on to the next.
Yep. All right. I'm going to go through this real quick. So you carry some soups. You make chicken pot pies.
Yep.
You got things called showstoppers, like chicken Vesuvio. Fish yep. and chips, short ribs, pizzas, do probably a big yeah. job with pizza, yeah. wraps, desserts, you do, one of my favorite, you do bread pudding, you make, yeah. you do sundaes, that's a big,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
really
we
cool
do
too.
Build your sundaes, own sundaes.
And a build your own yeah. as well.
You got yeah. a vegan banana cake, am I right?
Yes, we do.
That's popular with everyone, not yeah. just vegans, too.
Yeah,
we
it
have
really
a lot
is.
Of people come in for that one.
Okay, we went through this interview very quick. We're almost done with an hour, believe yeah. it or not. So, you guys ready for the Let's Eat questionnaire?
Let's do it.
Okay. Yeah. Favorite holiday food?
Ham.
How about you, Dave?
It would be my mother's mashed potatoes, I
Ooh,
think.
Ooh, that sounds good. Dogs or cats?
Cats.
I'm a dog guy.
Me too. Best Christmas movie?
Die Hard.
Oh, I was gonna go with that. I was gonna go with Die Hard.
You can go Die Hard. That's fine.
Funny. Worst smell.
Worst smell. Rotten eggs.
Malt vinegar.
Really? What's your?
Like malt smells vinegar? Like
bad feet.
Yeah. Mm,
I love.
How about
malt
your
vinegar.
The best smell?
Best smell.
Or favorite.
Okay. Here's where my mind goes to X-rated. Never
mind.
Let's see, best smell. I would say roasted garlic.
And how about you, Dave?
I was going to, roasted garlic with red sauce.
Yeah, that's, I like a mirepoix, all kind yeah. of sauteed, and then shoot it with some chibouli. I love
yeah.
that. One Christmas song you can listen to, and that's the only Christmas song you can listen to, what would it be?
That's a tough one. I don't know. I guess the Grinch theme song. Nightmare Before Christmas.
There you go. That's a good one.
That one, it's older. It's cold outside.
Okay. Maybe it's
Bing
cold outside.
Crosby.
Yeah.
That's a
yeah.
good one. Your favorite wine? Dark, red or white?
My favorite is a cab. Cabernet.
Okay. How about you, Dave?
I'm a red guy. Grown at altitude. So like a Malbec or you know, something.
Oh, Malbec's good.
Something peppery.
Ketchup on that hot dog?
No.
Oh, no.
Oh, my
no.
God.
No.
No.
How do you like your eggs cooked?
Over easy.
Yeah. Meat same.
Same over thing. Easy. One dessert you can only eat, and that's only dessert you can have?
Ice cream.
I would say a cinnamon roll.
Snow or no snow?
Snow.
Yeah, snow.
Okay. Six things that describe your business. Six words.
Six words. I would say consistent. Mindful, welcoming, filling.
One more.
I only got four here. Oh. I got four so far. I got two more.
Two more.
I think it's value.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I mean, our prices are up there, but I think for what you get, I think we do offer a pretty good value, and I would say quality.
We're How about you, Dave?
Quality.
So inventive, modern, delicious.
That's three.
Ambiance.
Mm-hmm, that's a big one there. People eat with their eyes.
Yes, definitely. Warm, welcoming. Mm-hmm.
There you go. That's six.
There you go. Well, there you go. We're done with the hour of our interview. I want to thank you both. I want to thank Culinary Misfits for stopping into the studio today and talking about their business on historic downtown Crown Point. Anything I missed? Anything you guys want to add?
No, it's soup season, and Chef yes. is amazing when it comes to soup. So if you're out, definitely ask about the soup and try it out. They're all homemade, all scratch.
Well, again,
thanks for having us, guys.
Oh, I want to thank Aaron Hurd and Dave Foreman from Culinary Misfits for stopping into the studio today. and talking about their restaurant, all the good things they have. I encourage everyone to go there because it's a beautiful spot. I mean, it's just beautiful. It's clean lines. It's crisp looking. They got a great brunch going on Sunday, so stop in there. As Dave said, there's an upstairs. I didn't realize that. Go upstairs, look around, look at the whole scenic view of Crown Point. I encourage everyone to go visit Culinary Misfits, downtown historic Crown Point. I want everyone to make sure to huddle with their family, give them a big hug, grab your furry pet, and give them a big old kiss. Go Crown Point. Yasu!